Indie Proud, yes, Indie Proud, on Indie Live Radio. Indie Proud, yes, Indie Proud, on Indie Live Radio.
Right, this Indie Proud podcast, it's the 4th of May, we're at the start. In fact, very early for the All Under One Banner March for Glasgow. And with me, I've got Manny Singh.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Good.
I'm okay. It's a bit early just now, so it's a bit cold just now, but it's okay. So I think I'm the only person who doesn't smile on the day until the end, until the last thing's finished. Because I'm the one who's got the sole responsibility, you know, to make sure the whole march is safe.
Yeah. And you've had good cooperation from your committee and all the volunteers.
The team's great. You know, we always have any team has disagreements, but we all pull together at the end. You know, there's a lot of hard work that goes on behind the scenes. A lot of people don't know. There's a lot of slack and criticism and attacks that we take, but we just brush them off and get on with our job, what we're meant to do here.
Yeah.
That's trying to bring as many people out as we can, because we need to, the more support we show for independence and higher numbers, the easier it will be for a victory. So hopefully one day we'll get about 300,000 to 500,000 people out. That is the aim.
Well, with the additional publicity that's come about because of Glasgow City Council, I was thinking probably about 200,000.
Well, I wouldn't want to go that high, so it's too early to go that high. I'd be happy with 100,000.
Yeah.
I'd be happy with 100,000. I'd be very happy with 100,000. I'd even be happy with 80, you know, 70.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping everybody comes out, because the problem is people need to make an effort to come out, because if they don't come out, you know, the media and everyone says there's not enough support. Yeah. With mass numbers, it shows that we are ready to win an independent Scotland. So everybody has to put a bit of an effort in. And it's not that much of an effort. All they need to do is take a day off on a Saturday and show up and walk for 3 miles. And that's really it.
Yeah.
And that's the bit they can do.
And how's the organisation for the rally itself? For the gathering?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. We've got great speakers. We've got the deputy leader of the SNP speaking as well, Keith Brown. And we've got other speakers as well. And we've got some great bands coming up.
Do you think Nicola will come sometime?
Hope so one day.
One day?
Hope so one
she
day.
She doesn't need to, but it'd be nice to.
I think she does need to. I think she needs to. Her core support is the independent support.
Yeah.
You know, her rank and file is us. This is her.
Because everything is the grassroots.
Yeah,
at the end of the day.
So she should. And one day, if Nicola was ever to make a speech, like, you know, I've always thought about it, well, what would she need to say? If she ever said, I'm going out and I'm going to be marching for an independent Scotland, no matter where you are, get there and come and march with me. And let's show Westminster we're ready for an independent Scotland, everybody would come, you know, and we'd organise it. And that's working with a partnership with SNP, getting buses here, cars here. And if she was to say something like that, everybody would come out and the numbers would go double or treble.
Yeah.
And we'd get right behind the First Minister.
Absolutely.
You know, every single person would get right behind the First Minister. Our support would grow, our favouritism would grow as well. You know, I'm hoping one day she decides to do that.
She's popular enough.
Yeah, I'm hoping one day she decides to do that.
Yeah.
We'll get right behind her, you know.
Yeah, we've got to.
Yeah.
So what I'll do is I'll catch you after the rally's finished and we'll find out how things have gone. Are you expecting any problem from the...
No, not at all. Our crowd is a peaceful crowd. We might get infiltration, but we've got a plenty good stewarding team to manage that. So it's a family-friendly event and we've always kept it that way. We're non-violent, we're peaceful. And we're marching to show that we're going to be a better Scotland.
I read the report yesterday that the possibility is that some of them are going to be infiltrating the marches with body cameras and trying to stop things.
But they're not going to allow that to happen.
It's not going to work.
You know, the people are not stupid.
Yeah.
The people know how to spot these people.
Manny, so, I'll let you carry on with the organisation. Thanks very
Thank
much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Indie Proud, yes, Indie Proud, on Indie Live Radio.
Right, we're still at the start of the All Under One Banner March. It hasn't started up yet, but just been greeted by a friend, Nancy McIver from Dunfermline. Hello, Nancy.
Hi, Indy friends. Oh, God.
Now, Nancy, you're very famous in the independence movement for your Indishins.
Yes, I am.
Tell me about it. How did it start?
It actually started with a bit of fun. I had a pair of white deck shoes and I had some sole tyre material, and I was aware that people did cover shoes, you know, for a wee hobby. So I thought, I'm going to try this. And basically, I posted them online and on the Over 60s page, and it went from there. I've been crazy for the past year or so.
You've had lots of orders.
Absolutely.
Very good indeed.
Just now, I don't look at people's faces when I'm at marches. I look at their feet.
So, has the orders been steady right through the year?
Yes.
Yep.
Very. I'm quiet now.
Uh-huh.
But I did start to put salt tire laces in them as well, which are really, really nice. But for some unknown reason, I can't get them. I don't know if that's because the name of the company is Eurosticks.
Oh.
I don't know if it's a Brexit thing.
Right. You're quite heavily involved with over 60s.
Very much. I love my over 60s page. I'm a member of lots of groups, but over 60s is my favourite. That's my one love.
Right. How did you get involved?
My first march, believe it or not, was 3 years ago. Was a Dunfermline one, which was a year before I met you guys in the car park.
Yep.
And I had never been to anything like it, and I was in tears. And from that day, I was hooked. I knew what I wanted, because up until 2014, I didn't vote. I'm embarrassed to say, and I'm sorry. But and I grew up in a Labour household. My dad was a miner, and he used to say, "Vote Labour, they're for the working man." And I thought, don't want to know. I remember thinking, it doesn't matter who I vote for, they'll do what they like anyway. But my son came to me in 2014 and spoke to me about the referendum, and my words to him were, was, "Darren, give me peace." But he wouldn't let it go. He had me listening to different politicians, and he took me to a meeting. Tommy Sheridan was talking at that meeting. Tommy, thank you for that if you're listening. And I came away from that knowing what I wanted, and I've been a total obsessive ever since. So that's my wee story into that.
Yeah, sorry, excuse me laughing, but
we've got a stormtrooper.
Stormtrooper just walking by. There's some good outfits here today. A lot of people dressed up, and obviously the overpowering.
And the Indishan. The Indishan are on.
You're also looking beautiful. Well, listen, I hope you have a great march. Great to see you, Nancy. Thanks for everything.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure speaking to you. Sor Alba.
Indy Prime, yes, Indy Prime, on Indy Live Radio. Indy Prime, yes, Indy Prime, on Indy Live Radio.
Well, after the All Under One banner at Glasgow Green, it was absolutely too noisy to do any further interviews, so we'll have to follow up on that another time, but my guest now is Heather Murray, and she was the committee chairman for the organisation of the Outer Hebrides for Scottish Independence March and Rally. So she's in Glasgow with me at the moment, and hi to you, Heather. Good to see you.
Hi, Rick. Good to see you again.
Good to see you. Right, the important point I'd like to discuss with you just now, because you've had 3 weeks or so since the march,
yep,
in Stornoway.
Mm-hmm, we have.
Could you give us feedback now on what sort of reaction, what effect has it made?
We've had fantastic feedback since the march on Saturday. We've a lot of people coming in and saying to us that they thoroughly enjoyed the day. A lot of people are saying that they're wanting to march again next year. We had good reports from the police. I was speaking to the police myself near the end of the march, and they said that it was a fantastic day. They enjoyed themselves. There was no trouble, no problems. Lots of feedback coming in on the page itself on Facebook. Again, lots of people asking, when are we marching again next year? So we'll just have to get together again and set a date.
Yep. So for the people who, from Stornoway or from the Outer Hebrides, who didn't actually attend, what sort of feedback are you getting there? Has there been an awakening because of the word being passed around that those who weren't inclined to attend this year regret it?
Yeah, there's been a few people have come up and said, we're definitely going to march next year if you're having another march. There's a few people said they were concerned about marching this year.
Mm-hmm.
but they've regretted not marching, but they're definitely going to march next year.
Yeah. Maybe, well, we had a conversation earlier about reframing, and we talked about what Paul Wright had said about having a stornoway stroll.
Stornoway stroll, that sounds a lot better.
Doesn't it? Because we don't actually march.
We
none
don't
of us
march.
Watch.
No.
People are walking, people are dancing, people in wheelchairs. So we don't actually march. So
we don't march.
Be lovely if it was reframed to a stornoway stroll.
A stornoway stroll really sounds good.
Yeah, great. Look forward to it.
Yeah.
So, with that experience of organising that march, that took a lot of months. I spoke to Cathy about it. How did you feel about the work of organising yourself?
It took a lot of time. It took a huge amount of hard work. Unfortunately, I work long shifts. I didn't have a huge amount to do with it. Cathy and the rest did much more than I did. But it's certainly given us pointers, and we've learned a lot from this one. So going forward, we'll know what to do and what not to do.
Right.
Sure.
In relation to what you would do, what would you do differently?
What would we do differently?
Some positive ideas for maybe areas in Scotland who haven't had a walk.
Well, given that we managed to organise it within 6 months, I don't see why other small places can't do it. Yeah. There's, as long as you get in touch with the police, you get in touch with the local council, and basically just get the ball rolling, get a group of people on the committee who are committed and able to do the work that needs doing. There's really no reason why it can't be done.
Yeah.
And I had a discussion on Facebook with somebody from Orkney, I think it was, and I did say that if Orkney or Shetland or any of the smaller communities around Scotland wanted help, the group in Lewis would quite happily help out, you know, give advice and pointers on what to do and what not to do.
Excellent. So, in relation to media, not everything's on social media. Quite a few people, I explained myself to you earlier, there were some people I'd spoken to as we travelled through from Barra up the way.
Yes, horses.
I know for example, we've got the Gala Shields All Under One Banner rally coming up a week and a half's time. And what they started doing is posting big signs around Gala Shields.
Yeah.
Maybe that may be something worth considering.
Yeah, we would, more public awareness. Yeah, we'll definitely have to put out more posters and maybe use the local radio sooner than we did this time round. I think what happened was we were concerned that we didn't want bad press. So I think we probably kept it too close this time, but definitely next time going round.
Because you ended up with very good press.
Oh yeah, we did. Ended up with excellent press, that's for sure. But definitely next time going round, we will put the word out sooner.
Yeah.
And we'll make sure that we'll probably travel down to the islands like Barra and Uist, Eriski and the rest of them, and explain what it is we're doing.
Yeah.
So the word does spread a lot better than it did this time round.
Well, that's a lesson to be learned.
Yeah.
So you'll probably be down next for the Edinburgh March in October.
I'm hoping to get to the Edinburgh March. Yeah. That's the first march I really took notice of, and that's the march myself and Cathy were watching on video.
Yeah.
When we were sitting in her kitchen, going, "Wow, that looks great."
What did you watch the Glasgow march?
I didn't have a chance to see
it. You haven't seen it yet.
I've seen bits of it, but I've had a lot going on in my personal life over the last few weeks. I haven't really had time to sit on.
It was very impressive. In fact, there was a march here yesterday by the organised by the Orange Lodge and the Orange Order and the Grand Lodge of Scotland. Yeah. But they said, "Oh, don't bring your orange coloured." And have you seen the pictures at all on that?
I've seen snippets of videos on Facebook, and I've just read bits and pieces. Yeah. They were expecting 5,000, but only about 1,500.
I think 1,500. Yeah.
Yeah.
What surprised me, because I know I've been on every single march bar one in the last few years, and that was this year. The one I missed was this year's in Inverness, but in my experience, I find that the reaction from the police has been absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Whether it's All Under One Banner, Stornoway, or the First for Scotland in Dunfermline, the police are really at ease.
Oh, yeah,
what I couldn't believe was the pictures, the videos shown yesterday of the march by the British Nationalists, and the police absolutely looked worried. There was fear.
Couple of shots
on the faces.
Yeah, the police were looking very, very concerned, worried. Whereas the police, certainly in the marches that I've seen footage of, they were certainly looking a lot happier.
Yeah. Well, the feedback I've had from police is that they relish the opportunity to come on to an independence march. What sort of feedback did you get from the police?
Well, we had great feedback from the police at home. They said they've thoroughly enjoyed the day, and they'd be quite happy to attend marches again.
Yeah,
it was certainly break up whatever work they're having to do.
Yeah,
so it's fine. Yeah,
and on things more up to date, have you been keeping in contact? I know you've been down in Glasgow for a few days. So did you watch Question Time by any chance?
I didn't see that last
no
night,
I haven't watched it for over a year, but it was, you've seen the reports about only about between 5 and 8 SNP supporters there, and about 80 not so SNP have now put in an official complaint to Ofcom. So rather than go to the BBC direct, they've gone straight to Ofcom.
Right,
what's your thoughts on that?
Well, they are quite right to do it. I hadn't seen that or heard that. I've been off. I haven't really been watching much, but they are certainly right in standing up and making a point, because the coverage for Scotland that has definitely been very, very poor. There's definitely bias going on.
One final question regarding Outer Hebrides for Independence. Have you been participating at all just to encourage people to come out and vote in the EU elections coming up next Thursday?
Oh, yeah. We're putting notices up on the Facebook page, and when I'm meeting with people, I'm definitely encouraging them to vote.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. We have to start making a stance, because it's getting silly now.
Yeah.
It really is. It's getting silly.
Yeah, we're coming to a crunch point.
Yeah.
This next 6 months is so vital.
It is. Yeah. Very, very vital. And people have got to stand up now and take note of what's going on, or realistically what's not going on that should be going on.
Yeah. Heather, it's been great to see you.
Thank you, Ray. Nice
thank you very
to
much
you
indeed.
Again.
Okay, and we'll look forward
starting
to next.
Starting to rain. It's like I'm being back in Stornoway.
Thank you.
Cheers, Ray.
Indie Prime, yes, Indie Prime on Indie Live Radio. Indie Prime.